Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And remember the number I gave you. It's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio National Boy Scouts Day today. I'm an old fashioned, so we just stick with the boys and the Boy Scouts. Although we are still celebrating the Girl Scouts right now with the Ron Siegel Radio Triple Play. Here it is. Think about this one. The Ron Siegel Radio Triple Play. We're looking at purchasing. I'd like to get to 1,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Now, all you have to do is send the money through either Venmo or Square, Yahoo Square app, to Ron Siegel Radio, however many boxes you want. I don't care if it's one box or 100 boxes. Send the money right through the Venmo app or the Square Cash app. The Girl Scout Troop 2908 is going to take all the cookies that we are able to purchase and take them over to the Orange County Family Justice Center for the battered women and children over there. And by doing it this way, you can buy all the Girl Scout cookies you want, and there are absolutely no calories in the Girl Scout cookies for you. Yeah, love that idea. So remember that. Go online. Just let me know how many boxes you want. Go to the Venmo app or the Square Cash app. Look up Ron Siegel. That way we can get the money over there to the Girl Scout Troop 2908. They will be making the delivery. Gotta love it. It all helps the community double play or triple play because helps your waistline as well. Now, for those of you like me that have beaten anorexia, I'll give some anyway so that the kids over at the Orange County Family Justice Center have the benefit of our community. Looking at the markets right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 403 points. A little painful right there. Looking at oil down 79 cents per barrel. And we also look at the markets for you as far as the bond markets. U.S. 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points at 2.85. That is the yield. That is the percentage rate. And we've got the 30-year Fannie Mae bond down 19 basis points. That means mortgage rates are up again. Painful. It's been quite a while. They continue to increase on those mortgage rates because the bond keeps on falling. Why is the bond falling? Well, we'll talk about that in the next block when we get into the markets a little bit more, but it might have to do with the debt deal or the budget deal. I don't know how do you call it a budget deal when all you do is spend money? Just curious right there. Let's look at the news of the day, the overwhelming piece of news that the Main Street media will not tell you about has a lot to do with the text messages. But before I get to that, Senate voted on a budget package yesterday to extend the government funding for 2 years. The Congress hasn't been doing their job that well for a long time. So when you start talking about 2 years, it's not really. I think it's through the middle of 2019. But, you know, what's close enough, at least we won't be going through these debt crisis, cash crunch, debt ceiling every 2 to 3 weeks. If it passes the Senate, then it has to go to the House of Representatives and the squabbles that result in continuing resolutions and shutdown threats. While the passage in the Senate is a sure thing, fiscally conservative House Republicans object to the massive increase in spending, while many House Democrats are upset because the proposal does not deal with immigration. Well, can't they deal with immigration outside of that? Now, Nancy Pelosi, I did notice that she was able to stand and speak for 8 hours yesterday. I didn't realize there was a possible way that somebody could speak for 8 hours and say absolutely nothing. But Ms. Pelosi did prove that yesterday. She could speak for 8 hours and have nothing of value to say, other than the fact that she did prove the point that she is a hypocrite. Because when she was the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the Democrats had 60 votes in the Senate, they did nothing about DACA. Yet now when she's the minority leader, she stands up on stage for 8 hours, says nothing, and thinks that the people are going to be fooled by her. Just the way it is. More FBI text messages. Most outrageous messages. The hits just keep on coming. More text messages between FBI lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were released yesterday, once again displaying their recklessness and bias. Strzok was just unbelievable. He couldn't handle the idea that Donald Trump was the last man standing in the Republican primary and stressed that it was imperative that he finish the Hillary Clinton email investigation as quickly as possible. That's why they wrote the report before they did the investigation. The FBI boss, intel chiefs to Capitol Hill next week. Top guardians of our nation's vast intelligence apparatus, including FBI Director Christopher Wray, will appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee next week. While the hearing deals with overall security and current threats, Wray will certainly be questioned about the FBI and its alleged politicization. Director Wray is without a full-time deputy director since Andrew McCabe abruptly departed the Bureau under fire last week, hours after Wray saw the House intelligence report. A little bit of mystery there. I wonder why, being that there was nothing there. Just listen to MSNBC, Hee-Haw, the Cannabis News Network, NBC, CBS, ABC. It's a big nothing burger, yet a career FBI agent, number two in charge, the deputy director, left abruptly within hours of the director seeing the memo. I think we're being misled a little bit there. Jeanette Manfrey, the top cybersecurity official at the Department of Homeland Security, has told NBC News, I wonder if you can believe anything they have to say, that Russia targeted the election process in 21 states in 2016. She added that an exceptionally small number of them were actually successfully penetrated. Remains unclear which specific states were infiltrated and whether any vote counts were actually altered. And President Bush, the 43, agreed. Speaking this morning at a conference in Abu Dhabi, former President George W. Bush said there is pretty clear evidence that Russia meddled in the 2016 election, although he did not say that affected the outcome. Mr. Bush added that, in his opinion, Vladimir Putin has a chip on his shoulder and is still bitter about the demise of the once powerful Soviet Union.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Interesting that President Bush is out there speaking now during the Obama years. He sat on his tongue. Interesting. Just an aside there. The Cannabis News Network, CNN, added another Trump hater to its stable. They're apparently facing a shortage of anti-Trump contributors. They brought on former FBI agent Josh Campbell. He was a close aide to then FBI boss James Comey, and his hiring was announced immediately after Campbell wrote a New York Times op-ed implying that he was quitting the Bureau because of President Trump's frequent criticism. He failed to mention that he had already taken the job with CNN, raising questions about his ethical judgment. Really?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Comey's book is coming soon. The aforementioned Josh Campbell has joined the Cannabis News Network just in time to heap praise on his former boss's upcoming book. James Comey's memoir, entitled A Higher Loyalty, will be published April 17th. I wonder if that'll coincide with the Inspector General's report indicting Mr. Comey. We'll see. 2 weeks earlier than originally planned. Earlier this week, the former FBI boss said he is putting finishing touches on the book, which he hopes will spur a discussion about ethical leadership. I wonder what Comey would know about that. Unbelievable. Liberal Democrats like to say that walls and fences don't work, but that usually doesn't apply when it comes to protecting their own property or cities. Officials in Seattle are erecting a 10-foot fence designed to prevent homeless people from setting up tents beneath bridges. The city has established official tent camps for the homeless people, but many seem to prefer finding their own places to live. In other words, they are pro-choice. Unbelievable. There's a lot in the news today, but I think we'll leave it right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be chatting about the reports of the death of home ownership may be greatly exaggerated. We'll chat about it. We'll also talk about how removing authorized users affect one's credit score. Maybe how adding a authorized user will affect their score. What is the average checking account balance? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. The off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only ones that I know of that have the fast pass loan approval. Might save you $10,000 to $50,000. In the purchase of your new home, the FastPass loan approval, that is it's a product. I only know of Gold Star having that program, competing with cash. So we shared with you earlier that the markets are extremely, I don't think you needed me to tell you that the markets are extremely volatile right now. Been watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average today down 429 points, gone almost straight downward about 24,464 as I speak. We were at 24,800 at the, well, I guess at the open was, I guess I'm not going to even do that math right now because it's hard to see it on this little screen. But here's the issue that I want you to understand. We are in a volatile market. The markets are looking at what they've been doing is they're looking at the budget deal. They're looking at, because income or corporate earnings are doing very, very well. Corporate profits are doing good. Corporate sales are doing good. The S&P 500, I shared with you the other day, about half the companies have already reported 80% beat on earnings, 75%, I'm sorry, 80% beat on sales, 75% beat on earnings. So that's not the issue. The real issue here has a lot to do now looking at the cost of our debt, which I know we didn't care about that last year or the last 8 years, but now we're looking at it and it's meaningful. We're also looking at a double whammy. And what I mean, and I know that's not a technical term, but the double whammy here has to do with the fact that the Federal Reserve is on both ends, they're tightening. They're increasing our short-term interest rates, which has an effect on the prime rate, which then has an effect on our home equity lines of credit and people buying and credit card debt. So those things all kind of tie in right there. On the other side of the coin, the Federal Reserve is not buying back the bonds that are being redeemed. So when you go and refinance your house or you sell your house, and if the Federal Reserve was the owner of that mortgage bond, or if you redeem your bond on your 10-year treasury, and the Federal Reserve obviously owned those, was buying both of them, they're not reinvesting that money when it comes back into the Federal Reserve. They're just shrinking their balance sheet. So that's in essence another tightening on the or a diminishing demand on these bonds, diminishing the demand. So the demand there goes down. Well, you see what's happening is the stock market, there's not as much liquidity in the market, and we've got to bring the market back down. The market went up during most of the Obama years because the Federal Reserve was so heavily skewing the market. They were weighing the scale. They had no cost borrowing, and on the flip side of that, they were the ones doing the buying. They were buying the bonds. So now that they're increasing the cost of borrowing and they're not buying the bonds anymore, well, we're seeing what's happening. So again, that's the weakness of the bonds. One would expect bonds to be higher with stocks down triple digit, yet the bonds are down significantly. Yesterday, the Senate reached a deal on a two-year budget, which would increase current spending caps by roughly $300 billion and avoid a government shutdown. The House is going to vote on that today. Initial jobless claims came out today. They measure individuals filing unemployment benefits for the first time. Showed that there were 221,000 claims last week, represented a 9,000 person drop from the previous report, and was 14,000 better than estimates of 235,000. The four-week average of claims is the lowest in roughly 45 years or since 1973 at 225,000. Speaks to employers holding on to their existing workers. The employers are not letting them go. So we're going to see what happens with the 30-year bond auction today. Hopefully it'll have better results than yesterday's 10-year auction, which was just a weak demand and graded a C-. Continue to watch that one for you. We're watching the 10-year Treasury for you, and I will report to you right now, right here, that the Freddie Mac report came out this morning. And every Wednesday, every Monday through Wednesday, Freddie Mac does a survey of the mortgage market. They survey quite a few investors, get these reports back. However many of them will return their reports, because they start them on Monday. They go through Wednesday, report Thursday morning. The 30 Freddie Mac rate right now, 4.32. You have to pay 0.6 points to get it. And last year at this time, last year same week, 4.17. So we're up above last year, last week, and we're continuing to climb. When we started the year, we were at 3.95. So we're up almost 10% in interest rates since the start of the year. That's going to have some effect at some point in time. So we continue to watch that one for you to see where that's going, what it's going to keep on doing, because it will eventually have an effect on, we've shared with you right along, if you're thinking about buying a new house, hey, maybe now is the time to do it. There's not a lot of supply of real estate in the market. So go and sell yours now. When you go to buy, yes, you're going to be in the battle of buying, but at least interest rates are lower than where they're projected to be later in the year. They're projected to continue climbing throughout the year. So you want to keep on watching that. Make sure that you are doing your due diligence when it comes to making what's right decisions for your family. So we thought we'd look into this. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only one that I know of that has the fast pass loan approval. So credit is always a big topic. Whenever I talk credit on Ron Siegel Radio, we can see the viewers' replays all skyrocket. So the question becomes, how will removing an authorized user affect your credit score? What is an authorized user, first off? So we ought to start at the very beginning and then continue along with that thought process. An authorized user. So say I have a credit card and I want to put my and it's only in my name. I'm the one that applied for it. I did not apply for it jointly. Say I want to put my wife on the card. She becomes an authorized user. Say I want to put my sister on that card. She becomes an authorized user. And as an authorized user, that data from that card will affect the authorized user's credit. It could affect it positively. It could affect it negatively. But it will affect their credit scores. So what are you looking for in that scenario? What we want is we want to have somebody that has a strong credit score, a strong card, strong trade line. A strong trade line means it's an old card, ideally over 5 years old, has a high credit limit and a low balance. When you put all that together, that's going to help the authorized user's credit score, and it'll do it very, very quickly. So you can see someone's scores go from the 500s to the mid 600s, maybe even the 600s to the 700s, literally overnight by adding that on there. It's kind of like a piggyback. So you're piggybacking onto someone else's credit, and that way you don't have any legal responsibility for it. The person who made you an authorized user, if you go out and spend a boatload of money on their card, they're responsible for it. But hope you're, ideally you're only doing that with somebody that you know, like, and trust. That's the whole issue right there. So it can help real quick. I've seen this where newlyweds will use this strategy where in this scenario I'm referencing, he had a great credit score. She had a mediocre credit score. Her credit score wasn't bad for any reason other than the fact that she had no credit. There was nothing really for the bureaus to rate her on. So the issue was, as soon as she started getting credit and became an authorized user on his cards, her scores jumped 150 points. She went from the mid 600s to the high 700s. And it was done very, very quickly, basically through this authorized user platform. So again, you want a credit card that's open a long time. You want a high balance, a high limit, low balance. And you make that individual a authorized user. The strategy here is when those scores go up quickly, ideally, you want to start getting credit in that authorized user's own name. have them start establishing their own credit. Apply for, once you've got been an authorized user for a couple of 3 months, then go ahead and start using that established credit to get new credit. And when we come back, we're going to talk about getting new credit strategically and how you want to do it, and then what is going to happen when the authorized user revokes that authorization. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will also talk about the reports of home ownership death being greatly exaggerated. Home ownership is still something we are striving for. And what is the average checking account balance? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit to 79564, Toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate Home Finance Toolkit. It includes mortgage calculators. I know that that is a big item people want on a regular basis. Let's get that Ultimate Home Finance Toolkit. You're also going to have some an affordability worksheet and direct access to current. And I did report to you this morning that the Fannie Mae report came out that their mortgage market survey says it's 4.32%. Remember that whenever they do these things, they're always dealing with utopia. So they talk about a 4.32 interest rate, and you have to pay a little over a half of it to get that rate. What they're talking about is a 30-year fixed rate loan used to purchase a home, $424,000 loan amount, 40%. Down payment, single family residence, not a condo, not a manufactured home, credit scores above 760. So that's really what the baseline loan is. Now, once you have that baseline loan, then you deal with loan level price adjustments. And the loan level price adjustments, I think there's about 19 of those price adjustments. There are adjustments for debt-to-income ratio, there's adjustments for loan-to-value. So if you're going from, instead of having 40% equity, you have 30% or 25% or 20% or whatever the number is, you have adjustments there. You're going to have adjustments based on credit score. You're going to have adjustments based on property type, single-family residence, manufactured home, condominium, high-rise condo, low-rise condo. There's all kinds of adjustments. So that's just the perfect item, and that's what they use as a baseline. Single family residence, 40% equity, $424,000 loan amount, great credit, and a good debt to income ratio. There you go. So now here the question is, the reports of home ownership death have been greatly exaggerated. The famous quote by Mark Twain in the title of this article can be used to describe home ownership in America today. And Twain's quote was, "The reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated." Last week, the census revealed that the percentage of homeowners in the country increased for the first time in 13 years. And I did put a chart on our social media channels today that the home ownership percentage rate in the U.S., 64.2%. Now, think about that in contrast to the numbers I shared with you on Monday, where we went from 110 million households to 120 million households over the last 10 years. Yet in that 10 million households, only 2 million of them are homeowners, yet the home ownership rate is 64.2%. So there is that divergence there where we should have 6 million new homeowners or 6.4 million new homeowners, and we only have two. So that tells us a little bit about pent-up demand. A story in the Wall Street Journal gave these new home ownership numbers some context. The annual increase marks a crucial turning point because it comes after the federal government reined in bubble-era policies that encouraged banks to ease lending standards to boost home ownership. This time, what's driving the market is a shift in favor of owning rather than renting. This is market, market, and market. There's no government incentive program in sight that is having the effect, said Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate and finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. This is back to basics. I like that idea, back to basics. In a separate report comparing the rental population in America to the homeowner population, Rand Cafe also concluded that the gap is now shrinking. And I quote from them, "Undoubtedly, the recession had a great impact on homeownership. However, it looks like it takes more to encourage Americans from buying a house than that. As the years go by, it seems more and more certain that the fact that renting has seen a sudden gain in popularity is more a reaction to the economic crisis than a paradigm shift in the Americans' attitude toward housing. America's belief in home ownership was also evidenced in a recent survey by Pew Research. They asked consumers, how important is homeownership to achieving the American dream? The results, 43% said homeownership was essential to the American dream. 48% said homeownership was important to the American dream, and only 9% said it was not important. Homeownership has been, is, and will always be a crucial element of the American dream. And if you're thinking about getting a new home, if you know a family member, give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We will help you get on a path to homeownership. Text toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit for free as a service from Ron Siegel Radio, the Mortgage Calculators Home Affordability Worksheet, and access to real-time interest rates all right there in the toolkit. So we were chatting before the break about how removing an authorized user will affect your credit score. And we got to the point of talking about what is an authorized user. And I'm not going to repeat all of this stuff. You have to go back in and look at listen to the last segment and you'll get that. What is an authorized user? How do you become an authorized user? What's the ideal profile of the donor user? What I wanted to talk about now is, what do you do once you have that authorized user status and you've seen that big jump in your credit score? Well, the answer to that is develop your own credit, right? Go and get – now, there's a couple of caveats here. I'm going to talk to you about getting new credit, but why did you become an authorized user in the first place? So if it was just to start developing your credit, wonderful. So here's the issue. Go and develop new credit. So apply – once your scores are up, and I would say to three different credit card companies, and get a new credit card from each one of those companies. You want to make sure you look at the status of those cards. You don't want to have a high annual fee, and we're not going to really be spending a lot on it, so we're not going to worry too much about interest rates, but you don't want to be foolish either. So get two or three cards. You might go to your bank and talk to them about a card. You might go to Capital One, talk to them about a card, maybe Barclays, and talk to them about a card, but get three credit cards. You want to start using those credit cards. I don't want you to run up a bunch of debt, but if you go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee and then go home and put a payment on your banking account, on your checking account bank statement or online pay service, and pay that. Set it to pay off in about 2 weeks. But the idea is make sure that money's out of your account. I don't want you to get into a financial crisis here. And you're going to do that with all your cards, maybe with a tank of gas, maybe with go out to dinner, something that you would have paid cash for anyway. Maybe you would have paid for it with your debit card. But continue doing small amounts onto your card and make sure you want to leave that on there and pay it off right after the statement closing date. Now, after the statement closing date, that's a different issue than what I tell most people because we're paying it off. So you're going to pay it off right after the statement closing date and do that for about 6 months. That way you're getting an establishment of credit. You're building up your credit scores. You're showing that you are responsible with your credit. You're going to never want to spend too much money. So if you get three cards at $500 each, never, ever spend more than $150 on a card. Always keep those balances below $150. Again, if you're doing a cup of coffee or going out for breakfast or lunch, dinner, whatever, getting a tank of gas once, then put the card away, and then after you make the payment, do it again. And you're going to do that six times, okay? The reason, and that's going to help you start developing your good credit scores, good credit habits. I do want to go back and just mention the reason that I tell you that's contrary to what I tell a lot of folks. When we have people that have excessive credit card debt and we're working down the debt, then what we're telling people is go and set up an automatic payment received right as a minimum payment right before the payment due date, so you're never, ever late. And then what I want you to do on those instances is right before your statement closing date, about a week before the statement closing date, go see how much your bill is and then make a payment as large as you can afford that gets there before the statement closing date. That way you've got the lowest possible balance on that statement closing date and you're not late. So you're in essence making two payments per month. You don't have a problem with making multiple payments a month. You're doing two payments per month. And that way your credit score is always going to be, your credit rating is always going to show that you're making your payments on time. That is a huge issue. When we come back, we'll talk about the idea of removing, what is the effect going to be on removing the authorized user status. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about what is the average checking account balance, and if we have time, where seniors are most prepared for retirement. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go on the site, register there, and let them know that that's what you're looking for, that you need credit assistance. They'll send you, you have a couple of options. Either get the weekly update on different credit option ideas for you, or we can put you in touch with some of our credit repair folks who can help you out in that arena as well. That is creditsanitizer.com. What is the average checking account balances? Chances are you're pretty intimate with your checking account. This type of account is typically used for regular spending. You may even move money in and out of it multiple times a day. The best checking accounts are affordable to maintain, earn some interest, and provide easy access to your cash when you need it. The Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances offers a trove of information about checking account usage in the U.S. It found that more than 92% of the population has a checking account, 8% without a checking account. Were asked why they didn't have one. The most popular answer was not wanting to deal with a bank.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
This was followed closely by not writing enough checks to make a checking account worthwhile. Other reasons included high fees for services, not having enough money, or suffering from credit problems. So what are the issues? What are the average checking account balance by age? As Americans get older, they tend to have more in their checking accounts. They reach a certain threshold. Those under 35 have an average of $4,058 and a median of $1,200. Both average and median checking account balances rise consistently until age 75, when they start decreasing. This is likely because lifestyle hit a peak during the end of your career, while rent and expenses tend to remain lower in early adulthood and retirement. As it would appear, monthly expenses rarely exceed $16,000, which is the average balance for those aged 65 to 74. So let's look at the checking account balances by age. Under 35, 1,200 median checking. 35 to 44 is 2,000. 45 to 54 is 28. 55 to 64, 3850. Are you thinking about yourself right here, right now? How about that, Arn, Kim, Christopher, Veronica, Hugh? In fact, the median checking account balance is nearly double with every new bracket until we reach the highest bracket, an annual income of $160,000 or more. Those who make less than $25,000 a year tend to keep around $500 in checking, while those raking in more than $160,000 have a median balance of $25,000 and an average balance of $721,000. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, a Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So we're going back to our theme of the day. We've been talking about authorized users, and we've been chatting a little bit about why you want to become an authorized user, what the benefits are of an authorized user, and what the costs of using that and what it's going to cost your credit score once you remove the authorized user. And we've talked quite a bit about these different issues as far as helping your score. Now, here's the bottom line on all of this. When you remove the authorized user, if you have not made the changes that we've talked about, if you've not developed credit, well, you're going to go back to having no credit and a score that reflects that. How long will it take? Won't be very long. It'll just matter how quickly the credit card companies report. That's how long it's going to take to have that removed from your credit. So the idea there is being strategic. Now, the other side of this that we need to chat about is, what are you doing with – why are you becoming the authorized user? Why you need to have a credit score? If the credit score was to purchase a house or to purchase a car or to develop credit, there are different paths right there. So every path has its own purpose, and you want to make sure you use the right purpose on the right path. If you're looking at buying a house, well, then the same scenario holds. You can cancel that authorized user status, you know, a month after you buy the house because you've accomplished your goal. You've got that house. You've got it in your name. Your score was up high enough to make that happen. again, I would highly recommend that you want to continue with the aspect of building up your credit. The mortgage that you got to buy the house, that'll be one big benefit. That'll help. The other area that you want to be working on is getting those three credit cards, right? We talked about that in the last segment. If you get the three credit cards that we talked about, well, then we're on that same scenario of you've got a mortgage now and three credit cards. If you're paying all of that on time and you haven't run up huge credit card debt, well, then you should be in a position to have some nice scores. And you can when you take off that authorized user status, see, everything that goes on your credit report diminishes in over time and diminishes over time, and it's also going to have less effect when it's diluted. What I mean by diluted is you have nothing on your report and you only have the authorized user status. Well, that's one item. If you have the authorized user status and you have a mortgage, okay, so now the authorized user status is only having a partial effect. The mortgage is now having another effect. And after 6 months of paying on time for your mortgage, you're in good shape there. Now you put on three credit cards and a mortgage, and you've got 6 months of making on-time payments for all of those, and you've still got that authorized user status. Well, now the authorized user status is diminished even further, diluted even further. So when you take it off at that point, it's not going to have nearly the effect. Will it have an effect? Yes, it's going to bring your score down, because if you got the proper authorized user and it was somebody that had a old credit card, high limit, low balance, and you take off the high limit, the low balance, and the age, well, that's going to have an effect on your score. It'll probably bring it down a little bit. But over time, your mortgage and the other credit cards, using them efficiently, properly, and paying on time, it's going to keep inching your scores up and up and up. And I would say each time you have the opportunity, take an increase on your credit limit on your credit cards. Don't spend it. That way it continues to show that you are a prudent user of your credit. You may end up having a car payment built into that as well. And again, payments on time, staying under budget, and not having to stress about that. So make sure that you have the emergency fund set up for the off-handed emergency. Try and work to the point of having 6 months of your fixed expenses all in a separate bank account, so that you're continually replenishing that account, and at the same time, as replenishing that account, you're making your payments on time, and if you have some sort of a hiccup, you don't have to worry about it. Just a few thoughts for you on authorized users, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. And we will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.